listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You need a ride?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for an Uber.
Yeah, I can give you a ride.
But that's a plane.
Yep, it's a plane. I'm a pilot. I'll get you there in half the time. Where are you going?
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie? Oh, boy, yeah. I get you there in 20 minutes, bro.
From here?
From here.
Okay.
We call it $200.
$185?
Oh, come on. I'm barely breaking even on the few with this.
All right, 200. Let's
go. All right, hop in. Here we go. I need to go over a little bit of a safety briefing for you real quick, all right?
Wait, hold on. Let me just cancel my, I guess I got to cancel my Uber.
Yeah, do that, because if they see me, those Uber guys, they are feisty.
Do you have an app that I can download?
Yeah, it's called Upper.
Upper?
Yeah. I take you all the way up, bring all the way back down.
So it's kind of like Uber, but...
Yep, for fellas with planes.
Okay, all right, well... Thanks for finding me.
Yeah. Well, you look like you was lost, you know, and you're standing next to the airport, so I thought maybe it's perfect.
I didn't feel lost yet, but maybe now that you bring that up.
It's... Spiritually maybe lost. Who knows? I don't know. So I need you to buckle your seatbelt. First up, put your seat in the upright position. Right, put up your tray table and your device bay.
Okay.
I need you to do it now, though. Come on.
Kill it. Kill it.
All right. Now, I need to go over my safety briefing with you, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
FAA regulations state that I got to have a couple doors on this sumbitch. There's one here, and be aware that there may be some behind you, okay?
What kind of plane is this?
This is Cessna.
A Cessna?
Cessna.
Cessna.
S-E-E-S-S-S-N-E.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Now, I need you to lean back for just a minute while I give some false call signs to the air traffic controller.
False?
Well, listen, this is not exactly 100% how you're supposed to be doing things. Okay? I picked you up in the Uber section. This is the upper, not an Uber.
Well, you seem very professional.
I'm very professional. I've been doing this for 25 years. I just had to start branching out because the little puddle jumpers and the Cessnas and stuff don't make as much money no more.
Okay. Okay. Right.
But I figure I got the plane. People are going to Poughkeepsie and shit like that. Why not, right? Are you buckled?
I can hear you. I'm right here.
Are you buckled?
Yes, I'm buckled.
Is your tray table in the upright position? There you go.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. And we're going to have to be in traffic for a moment here.
Wait, what?
It's just...
Dude, I thought we were air travel. I thought we don't need roads, all that.
I got to get to the highway, though, first. Because you got a couple of twists and turns here by the airport.
You're not taking off on the runway?
I can't, because I got to give the fake call sign. I got to do it from the trees back there, okay?
I don't think this is... I think you should let me out.
No. It's okay. I need the 200. I've already charged your card.
Wait.
Through the app.
But I didn't download the app yet.
Ooh, would you download the app for me just real quick? What was your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric, yeah. Would you download the app for me?
Okay, what's the app called again?
Upper. U-P-P-E-R. Now, will you verify that's you, please? Okay. Don't worry, this is going to take a while to get out of the airport. While you're doing that... I'll just leisurely drive you to the main highway, and then once we can get to about 65, 70, 80 miles an hour, I'll send in that fake call sign, and then we'll take off behind them trees over there. You see them trees back there behind the airport?
Yeah.
We'll just take off behind those, and we'll zip up or zip out.
Okay, so you're not taking off on... at the airport.
Be cool. Be cool. There's a cop. There's a cop right there. Be cool. Be cool.
I'm pretty sure they can see we're in a plane.
Yeah, but it's okay. This is, we're near the airport, so it's probably not the first time they've seen this, right?
What are the FAA regulations about how close you can be to an airport?
It's okay. Just be quiet. I don't know. Hold on. Be cool. He's looking at you. Just wave. Just grit your teeth and wave. Hello, officer. We're just gritting our teeth and waving. Act natural. Yep. Okay, good.
It seems they left.
He's got bigger fish to fry. Don't worry about it. There's probably a 747 driving around on a country road somewhere.
I don't think that's the case.
It could be. We're close to the airport, okay? These ain't just puddle jumpers.
How close do you have to be to an airport to branch out?
Listen, I'm here because I couldn't afford the hangar fees, right? I couldn't afford even the upkeep of this home bitch.
The maintenance on this plane?
I've been keeping it in my backyard for the past 2 months. Then I found out about Upper Boy.
Okay.
And I never made this much money in 5 years. Before that, it was great. Private flights and all that shit. But now it kind of sucks.
Can I ask you a question here about this? Have you flown someone recently? Is this like, I just feel like I'm a test pilot, right? Or a test agent, or what do they call that? A test customer.
Listen, I flew in from Kansas this morning. Why do you think I'm so close to the airport?
Was that a return upper or just a...
No. I live in San Diego, son. I do this all over the place. I charter a little flight here and a little flight there. $200 here, $200 there. I only need to fuel up once a day. It's easy. I wish everybody could do this goddamn job. You got a harmonica? You like harmonica?
I like music. I really do.
Do you like harmonica music?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to buy you a harmonica. There's a shop over here.
Like a duty free?
That's gross. I wouldn't put duty in a harmonica ever.
Do you guys...
What'd you say? I need a cigarette. We're going to pull over here at the music shop. I'm going to have a cigarette. And then after that, we're going to have in-flight service. I'll get you some orange juice or a Sprite or something like that. Unless you just want water. I got some pretzels also. And once we have our in-flight service, then we'll get on that highway. I'll send in that fake call sign and we'll take off. All right.
Okay, I feel like this is taking a lot longer than I thought, but it seems like we're going to end up saving a lot of time.
Yeah, Poughkeepsie's a couple hundred miles away, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to, we just got to get on the highway, right? It's rush hour now.
Why can't we just take off right now?
Because first off, I think you're a harmonica guy, and I don't think you know it. Secondly, I'm going to need a cigarette before we fly for an hour or more, okay? I'm going to need one last smoke, all right? So we're going to go into the music store here.
All right.
I'll lock up. Don't worry. You can leave your stuff in here.
Okay.
And, yeah, let's go. Let's go inside.
Are you guys hiring?
Absolutely.
Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.